Hello, this is Nico with the Bank of Cardiff.
This is Scott with Dad's Truck and Trailer Sales. Christine gave me your number, and we have a finance guy, Wells Fargo, out here, but haven't done very many loans with him. He hasn't a few here and there, but is that Do I go through you, or do I need to stay going through him, or how does that work?
Hold on, Scott. Where did you say you were calling from? Let me see if I can pull up your file and see what we can do for you here.
I don't even think you have a file on me. It's Dad's Truck and Trailer Sales out of Idaho.
Dad's truck and trailer. Did somebody leave a note with you?
Yeah, our secretary at that does a lot of our work gave it to me and told me that anyway.
Okay, done. No problem. I'm pulling up the file. Let's see if I can get it up here real quick. Sometimes the system can take a little bit to load. Scott, what's the phone number that you are calling from? You can search it that way.
Well, 208-522-9322,
522.
but her phone number is 523-208-523-1034.
Well, do you mind repeating that a little slower?
Sorry, 208-523-1034.
1034. Okay, I could probably search it that way. Yeah, sometimes takes a little while. But why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and maybe it can point you in the right direction, Scott.
Well, we're a dealer here in Idaho, and we sell Doug Andrus Distributing's equipment, which Doug Andrus is a carrier here.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
And so
Okay.
that we're owned by Doug Andrus.
Okay. Yeah, I'm pulling up the file right now. Yeah, I was in contact with them, and I think they had distributed my information out to their dealers, and probably looks like it got to you guys. In regards to providing financing for some of your customers, right?
Correct.
Okay, yeah, there we go. Yeah, I just pulled up the file of Doug Andrus. Yeah, okay, cool. So yeah, so do you have a customer currently who's looking to get some financing in place to possibly purchase a
Well,
piece of your equipment?
yeah, but I guess the biggest thing I wanted to check with you is on doing that, what do you require? Like a 600 to 700 credit, or you.
Well, we work with a lot of creditors. We work with A through D, and sometimes even with bankruptcies. So we kind of, specialize in, even if somebody is kind of a little lower than the normal average for credits, we're able to help get some financing in place with them.
Because what I've got going right now is I've got an individual wants to buy four of our flatbeds,
Okay.
and he's kind of extended himself with GE, and
Okay.
so he deals a lot with them. But what he would like to do is, his financing is like, I mean, he's like about 620 to 650 on his credit,
Okay.
and owns and runs probably 40 pieces of equipment, so he's fairly big.
So is this like a returning customer of yours?
Yes.
Okay. So why don't you tell?
He bought 10 trailers from me last year.
Oh wow. Okay. Why don't you tell me a little bit more about these flatbeds? How much is the total cost going to be? What model it is? So I can get a better picture of the type of equipment we're working here.
And see,
Working
you
with.
can look at my web page.
What's your website? Because
dadtrucksales.com.
okay, I'm pulling it up. Oh, Oh, you guys do Peterbilt's, nice.
Yeah, and then you go view trailers.
Uh-huh.
And then the trailer that he has is, like, go to page 4. Go to the bottom of the screen, go to page 4.
Uh-huh. And is it that 3077?
No, it's, where is it? Okay. It's the, 3077. It's the 2013. They're all aluminum flatbed. So you click on that picture, that 3077, you click on it.
Uh-huh.
Or double click on it.
Mm-hmm.
And you get it more detailed.
And okay, so
if you go to that picture and double click on that one, that 3077, then it goes to a full page picture and you can really see it.
Yeah, okay, cool. So he's looking to buy 4 of these? Or
yeah.
Is this, okay, so you guys have 4 on the line, and they each cost, what, $30,000 each?
Well, I'm selling them to him for $28,000.
So total's 28.
Yes.
Okay, so 4 trailers, 4 flatbeds for $28,000 total. He's kind of extended himself with GE. He's got a credit score of around 620 to 650. He owns and runs about 40 pieces already. He's a returning customer of yours. Okay, so here's what I can do to kind of, you know, get this ball rolling on our end. With us, it's a simple one-page application to see if you can get approved with us to, you know, move forward and get the financing in place for our equipment financing program that we offer.
Right.
So essentially what I'll do is, were you distributed the equipment financing application?
No, I need to get that. So where okay. do I find that on the web, or do you want to just
email? I can email it to you. What's the best email address, Scott?
Okay, it's S-C-O-T-T, Scott, mm-hmm. and then dot
mm-hmm.
Archibald, A-R-C-H-I-B as in boy, A-L. D as in David. So it's scott.archibald at dads, D-A-D-S, truck, sales, S-A-L-E-S, .com.
Okay, and that goes obviously directly to you.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's how it works on our end, Scott. So I'm going to send you over the equipment financing application. I'm going to need your client to fill out that information. It's one page app. It's basic information just about his company and, you know, who he is. Do you happen to know, is this individual 100% owner of his business?
I can't tell you that.
Okay. Well, not a problem. Maybe do you want me to get in contact with him and see if I can talk to him about it and,
yeah.
you know, okay, what's his name and what's the best number to reach him at?
Okay, now the only thing that I ask from you, and I know that this probably sounds silly, but if it's my customer and I have him contact you,
mm-hmm.
I don't want you selling him somebody else's equipment.
No, no. I no. This is something.
And I know the banks are a lot better than that.
Yeah,
but one of my customers I sent to him. He ended up buying a repo from them. And I just, you know what? I work hard to you know, he got a better deal and this and that, which is great. I don't care,
mm-hmm.
but I do care if it's my customer and I'm trying to sell my equipment.
Okay, so if that's a concern of yours, why don't we do this? You should probably, it'd be best then for you to deal with him.
No, it's fine. I just wanted to put that out there.
Oh, no, of course. And I'm not the type of person to do that. I mean, we base our business, since we're a private bank, we base everything off building a relationship with our customers. And how is that going to look on our end, you know, if I go and
on the road, Joe wants to buy 10 trucks or buy this or that, I'm fine if he contacts you. Once
yep.
we get going. I mean, I don't have a problem with that. I just want you to know that I really try to be loyal to my people, too.
Of course. And so he's already been looking at trying to buy this. He just wants to get the financing in place to purchase the equipment. Is that correct?
Right.
Yeah, so he's already, boom, he's right there. He's your customer. And if this, you know, deal goes through, that means he's going to continue being your customer and keep purchasing right. trailers from you. So, why don't I give him a call so that I can talk to him and see, you know, how we can help him out. What's the individual's name and phone number?
Joe Olson.
Mm-hmm.
Olson Brothers Trucking.
Olson Brothers
Transportation.
Trucking.
Or Transportation. It's Olson Brother Transportation. They're out of Tremont, Utah. And his cell phone, well, his office number is 435-257-2918.
Okay.
And then his cell phone number is 435-452-1059.
Okay. So office 435-257-2918. Cell phone 435-421-059.
Right.
Okay, so here's what's going to happen, Scott. I'm going to give Joe a call. I'm going to talk to him a little bit about, you know, seeing if we can get the equipment financing in place. Over on his end, he's going to go through our application process and see if he can get approved to get the financing in place for this equipment. And if he gets approved, what happens with us is we pay you directly. So we pay you all the money up front, and then he makes payments to us.
Right.
So you get paid already, he starts making the payments to us, and, you know, it's a win-win situation for both. You increase your sales, we get financing in place for your customer, and, you know, it works out. So I'm going to give him a call. I have, what's your phone number again, so I can make sure that I can give you a call after I talk to him?
208.
Uh-huh.
522.
Okay.
9322.
Okay, and here's what I'm also going to do, Scott. I'm going to resend you over our equipment financing application, and it'll have like our one page app. So essentially, what happens is, let's say you run into another customer like this again, what you're going to have to do is, if you know you want to get them some financing in place, they've kind of overextended themselves, like Joe has done here with their original lenders, and you want to see if we can get them, you know, the financing that they need. They fill out the application and they send it over to us, and we see if we can get them approved right there. Usually it takes about an hour, so it's a very fast process. So you have them fill everything out, and then they can send it over to me, and then I can let you know if we got them approved and, you know, get the ball rolling, get some financing in place.
Okay, now, another thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've got another individual. Do you guys just do one truck applications also, or...?
What do you mean? I'm a little confused. Sorry.
That's okay. A lot of my stuff that I sell
mm-hmm.
is one piece of equipment at a time, which is aggravating because it's not aggravating. It's just life.
Yeah.
I sell to owner operators. I sell to small people, and I mean, do you guys? What is like your minimum that you use?
Well, I mean, there's no real minimum. If a person is looking to get some financing in place for any of the equipment that you have, we can put the financing in place. We finance any type of equipment, no matter the age.
Okay, good.
So if you have another individual who needs some financing in place, like I'd love to be able to kind of be a bank that you can lean on in regards to some of these clients who come to you who don't necessarily have the best of credit. And
yeah.
So if you can get, you know, the financing to help them.
Okay. All right. All right. We'll reach out to Joe and we'll get things moving.
Okay, Scott. Yeah. Thanks for giving me a call. I'll get the ball rolling on this process over here. Okay.
All right. Appreciate it. Bye.
All right.